Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com. We were out opening night broadcasting the Rockridge High School Drama Department's production, The Invisible Man, and I dug it because it was a radio play, and we're speaking with senior cast member Mason Garisher. How fun was that? It looked like the kids were really in a mood up there on the stage.
Yeah, I would definitely say that. It's been a lot different from years past, but in a way I kind of enjoyed it because it dug more into the actor side instead of just like what you can do on the stage. So I thought it was pretty fun just to like, all we did was stand there and we got to use our voice to reflect the emotion that we were trying to portray.
Well, and I think it's neat because the sound effects add a lot to that. Because, well, you know, I was talking last week with Mr. Curtis Fischer-Schlager and Vaughn Vavrosky. We're talking about theater of the mind and theater of sound. So how neat was it working in relation to that?
I will say it was pretty cool. Some things were a bit delayed, but, you know, you just got to deal with it. Nothing can be perfect. But it was really cool hearing all the different sound effects and some things you didn't expect to hear that sound from. Like, for instance, we have this metal plate, and that's thunder. And it's for the Dracula performance. And it's just, you wouldn't expect it to be thunder because it's a metal plate. But then the way we use it, it just transforms the sound.
Right. So you want to feed off the crowd, the audience. You can't do that this year because of the pandemic. But I tell you this, right, man? You can feed off the radio waves. And see, that's real performance. For me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get an amen to that?
Amen. It is a lot different not having a crowd there because in a way at least what I do is I react a lot based on what the crowd does. So I still go through the same emotions that I would normally do in practice, but some things would either be like dumbed down based on how I felt the crowd was reacting to it. But I always try to like go out as far as I possibly can and do the best I possibly can.
Well, and I guess, you know, there's still two more performances coming up, the 15th and the 22nd. They'll have Dracula and Frankenstein coming up, and you'll be able to hear those on WMJ and WMJ.com. Now, I know a lot of attention, you know, in terms of the storyline here with the 2020-2021 school year was, well, one, our kids going to be in the classroom? Yeah. So we're seeing that. And then the second story is, well, they're gonna play football, you know, and that got a lot of the attention. And hey, it should. I'm a big sports guy, but you know, you can't neglect what's gonna happen with the arts. Yeah. So I'm sure you kids that were coming into the school year, we ain't gonna get a production this year. So how neat has it been to really create something like this?
It has definitely been something special because in the years past, it's just been, oh, here's another theater production. But now it's more of like, we are specialized to do this and we are only picked on our voices and not just how we act per se. So I think it's a lot different, but I quite enjoyed a lot.
All right. So promote the two performances that are remaining, the 15th and the 22nd, which are Thursday nights at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. So there is Frankenstein. That is on the 15th at 7 o'clock. It is about Victor Frankenstein and his monster. And then there is Dracula, which I am in, and that is on the 22nd.
Yep.
And that is also at 7 o'clock. It's free. Just listen on the radio. And I think it's going to be really fun. It's going to be really good.
All right. Kids did a great job with the opener with The Invisible Man on Thursday the 8th. And we say theater of the mind. And we say definitely get out there and support the arts. And this kid told me he was really nervous doing this radio interview. Man, I give you an A+ on this thing today. Nice going.
I mean, I'm good at improv, so.
All right. Awesome. Mason Garisher, Rockridge High School Drama Department member, joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.